Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back to yet another incredible week of you learning about what it's like to be on a mission. You already heard from the intro that we talk a lot about how it is that you need, like what it is, how it is to stay on the mission. Because my gosh, if you've already made the decision to do something, then it gets funky, right? It can get funky doing this world of entrepreneurship. And so we like to talk about the funky. Mission Accepted likes to talk about the funky. I mean, we can tell you all about how cool and groovy it is. And we are with a very cool and groovy woman today. You do not know Jenny Edwards, then you have not been following anything on social, because she is alive and kicking. Every time I see everything that she does, she is alive. She's kicking. She's singing. She's jumping. She's going for it. She is an incredible, incredible, incredible brand visionary storyteller. And if you've seen any of our pictures out at the Oscars and Emmys, she hangs out there. She has fun. She's in the land of sun, and she's an incredible videographer. So she's highly creative. And if you saw the pose that she did for the show, you'll know that. But look, what we feel that's going to happen for you today after you listen to this incredible episode is you're going to feel empowered and inspired and moved to start telling your story, right? People tell bits of their story. I can't wait to dig in a little bit with her and to ask her things about, like, what do you mean by storytelling? If I knew nothing about what that was, you know, let's dig a little bit about the power of that. Because as someone who's a brand and visionary expert, I'm sure she has conversations with people about the story. And Jenny, I'd love to ask you some of the things about that, like even in relationship to how much of your story do you tell? What do you not tell? What's like all of those questions that people get really confused around and see people say, hey, tell your story. What does authenticity mean? Does that mean I tell all? Like, I'd love to get into a little bit of that, because as entrepreneurs, we're told to put ourselves out there. Well, look at what we're doing today, right? And we both have had those conversations internal, but let's answer some of those questions for people here today. So first of all, welcome to Mission Accepted. Thank you for making some time and creating some time to be on and sharing with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Deb. I greatly appreciate the invite and I'm excited to be here.
See what I mean? You just feel like, you know, you feel like it's sparkly when Jenny's in the room. So let's talk a little bit about that. You specialize and you love storytelling. Maybe if you want to tell us anything about your story, and then let's lead that into how people can really, you know, encapsulate that for themselves.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, how many of you out there have been taking a leap of faith in the past? Something where you had no idea where you were going, what was next, what was the next chapter of the book of life, and you just jumped in. And sometimes we get forced into doing a leap of faith, and sometimes it's by choice. And for me, I grew up in Illinois, and I had this whole idea, as many of us do, of what's going to happen in the timeline of my life generally. And then a vision after I graduated from college with my, you know, visual communication degree and fine arts. And I want to do graphic design so I can do my art and also be creative and get paid. And then I had this whole idea of, okay, I'm going to go work at this corporate office. And then I made this big jump, which in at that time was a leap of faith, although it was only moving from Illinois to Ohio, still a couple states away, and I didn't know anyone there. And then spent a couple years there, a few years there, until there was a massive layoff. And it was like, oh, I've worked 7 years, 7 whole years of my life at this company, and now I get laid off. And what do I do next? And something just told me to, I really wanted to go to California, to San Diego. So I packed up all my stuff and had no job waiting for me or no place to live. And I was literally driving, you know, for 3,000 miles across the country in the ice and snow to get to the promised land of San Diego. And then I was almost there, it was an hour away. And my friend who lived there in San Diego called me up and said, I'm so excited for you to be here, but I found out some devastating news that I'm going to have to move back to Illinois and take care of my sister who has leukemia. So you only have a place to stay for the next 7 days.
Oh my God.
At the couch that I was promised wasn't going to last too long. So
yeah,
I had to really just make it happen. And many of us can relate to these times and that are tough. Like, we don't know what to do or who to turn to. Should I go back? You're at the crossroads. And so what do you do in those situations when you're at the crossroads? I think heart and tapping into the intuition, which is what kept me here in San Diego. And now it's been 21 years later, and it created a whole new realm of opportunities I had no idea would be in store for my life.
Wow. I mean, when I hear your story, I think of just the word that I fall to, and that is the unforeseen, right? The faith of unforeseen. And when you said that, I literally felt that, like, you know, I guess I don't think about it too often because I hang out with people like you that have this story of continuum. But there, that could have been, oh my gosh, okay, let me go back, let me regroup, let me rethink this, let me replan that, because you probably had a couch you could have stayed on for longer than a week, right? And having your back against the wall like that, I think it pulls from places you didn't know exist before. Like, whether people call it resilience or whether it's a stronger intuitive trust, or I don't know where it is, but there's many times, like for me, the crossroads in that story was very much that decision of, do I continue to go forward to, do I divert and go back, or where do I go? And what do you think in those times when people are having like that leap of faith, like, what is it that you would advise somebody on? Like, do you get quiet? Do you go talk to somebody about it after you have this idea? Like, what are some of the things now in your wise wisdom of doing this for a while, when someone's getting drawn to something, what's your process around deciding whether to go forward or not?
I think it depends on the person, and it depends on who is in your close-knit contact sphere as well. Yeah. Because if I would have just taken to heart the conversation that I had with my mom, she would be like, well, just come back. You have a place to stay anytime you need to come home. But that's not where I wanted to be. That was not fully in alignment with my best self. And sometimes I believe, for me, in meditation and getting quiet and just having the time to listen to my inner guidance, to listen from those downloads that I often get, you know, when I'm in the shower or like when things are really quiet and there's no TV on or anything. And to even when I'm in a meditation or just doing something as simple as breath work, and those messages come through. So for me, it was a little combination of that and calling, you know, doing your best friend call.
Yes.
Somebody that's known you for a really long time and like really is in alignment, and can sometimes those people really see something much greater in us than we could even see at that moment.
I think that's great advice in relationship. Call the person that sees our greatness, because it's in those moments or those times where you call people. And I always say, don't go to your bank teller and ask them for advice around your marriage. That's not their expertise, right? But someone who's really close to heart that you know will push you and love you. And if they think that really you need to sidebar, that they'll give you that advice. but those people that will help know who you are and help nourish, put water on who you are. And I think that's really great advice. So look at, you have your story there. What made you decide? I don't know what you did in that company for 7 years where you had your like epiphany of like, oh, wow, look at. And now I believe you're working for yourself, that you're entrepreneuring. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think so based on everything I know about you. What made you decide to go into what you do now for and allowing other people to share their messages?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a combination of background in like retail management. And then when I used my degree for graphic design and I was stuck in this cubicle and I decided I do not belong in a cubicle.
It's a good hashtag.
I really love being with people and the energy and like you said, the sparkle and being my authentic self and really capturing that human connection. And because I started off doing photography for my business.
Okay.
And that was 19 years ago. And then I rolled in the videography because I really started understanding I need to market myself on video and I am willing to be in front of the camera. And I started also learning public speaking training and how to weave in all of these messages with our tonality and our hand gestures and all of these different things that I could utilize with my clients in front of the camera. So then in turn, I started learning even more about storytelling with the public speaking because to be captivating and mesmerize your audience and help them lean in and want to learn more and take action. So those are some really incredible elements. And also witnessing people's stories. You know how you go to these events and there's people speaking on stage and they're telling these incredible stories, or you're listening to these podcasts and you're witnessing people's stories of transformation. It's like, oh, I want to help share that with my gifts and talents with the camera so that I can help them elevate their message and impact more people.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's so important these days.
It is. Look, it is. I mean, whether it's a comfortable place or not a comfortable place, that is, you know, I think what happens is we go to market and, you know, like some people don't even go to that friends and family market. They go directly to hiring someone like yourself and going to the market, right? So some people are at a place in their business where they have a market. Some people have fans, some people have super fans, but sometimes people want to just really bypass and get in front of as many people as possible. And I really think that this is, you know, it's few and far between of people that are not utilizing in some degree, some form of video, some form of storytelling. I mean, look at the rush, right? When I think about all the authors, you know, that we talk to now in 2026 compared to 2022, like just in the last 4 years, I'm sure you've seen it where there's a lot of people writing this story, getting faith, being encouraged, realizing their story matters. I mean, I think that's part of it, right? So let's go back to that question that I asked early on where people are like, I don't know what to share or I don't know how much to share. Like you must come across those questions or I'm super shy. And it's interesting because some people on the camera are really shy behind the curtain. I'm sure you see that where people are, you know, they do it because they have to, but they're really shy behind the curtain. So what do you have in terms of some advice around deciding what to share when you're doing things like video where it's live and people can see you or stage presence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first aspect is, I think, to know your audience.
Know your audience.
For any time you're speaking anywhere, you want to get a better handle on who are they, what are their values, and how can you communicate in a way that's in alignment with their values, their pains, their struggles, and being able to show up as a solution, an expert in your field with credibility, you can really use your story to enhance that credibility. Because when people can understand what you've gone through, what you've overcome, what makes you resilient, then you become the expert. You are seen as more credible in their eyes.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. That's really cool. What's what's something that's been really cool in your career? Like, I think that from an entrepreneurial standpoint, people are attracted to like the freedom that they think they're going to get. No, I'm kidding. You do get freedom. You do have control over what you do and how much you do it. So there's the quest for money. There's the quest for time. There's the quest for freedom. But I think one of the things that they don't realize the most is that there's really cool things that happen and experience that you have that you just couldn't imagine it would have happened any other way. Can you share with us, maybe it was someone that you videoed or a location or just something super cool that was like, wow, that was amazing. And it wouldn't have happened any other way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Back in 2019, I went to an event in LA and met this woman who's a travel agent. And on my birthday that year, she sent me this box of brownies for my birthday. It was like had a little card and it had all these travel destinations and, you know, to contact her if I wanted to go somewhere. And on the flip side, it had this picture of Santorini. And I was like, oh, I want to go to Santorini someday. And I put it on my vision board and I put 2020 women's retreat. And I stuck my eye on the board. And then and somehow, well, 2020 happened and we all know what happened. And I forgot about the vision board that was behind my desk. And somehow that picture fell off. And it wasn't until, I'd say, 2023 when I was moving my desk and I, there under a pile of dust, was this picture. Yeah, I remember this. And then I kind of like put it to my heart, like, do I still want this? Is this still in alignment? And my heart said, yes, yes.
And so I asked, I was in this women's group and I shared this idea, this dream of mine. I want to do this women's retreat in Santorini.
And several of the women are like, oh, that sounds amazing. I always wanted to go to Santorini. Oh, wow. So it sparked this enjoyment, excitement, you know, bubbles of happiness, like thinking about, visualizing and dreaming about it. And then I decided to create it. I decided to make it a reality. And then something really cool happened. Okay. So there's this. I had also done this interesting women's circle that was all about creating abundance and pleasure, like thinking of having like pleasure moments and then manifesting different things that you would visualize, you know, through this process. So anytime I would have any kind of joy bubble, like happiness, I had this vision. I'd close my eyes and I had this vision of me at this beautiful spot overlooking the sea with Ia in Santorini in the background and me taking photos of this group of women. And so that was fueling me. It was fueling me to, okay, I'm going to find this spot. I have no idea. I've never been to Santorini before. So I started just putting it out there. And I gathered this group of women to lead them through this women's branding retreat and planned the whole thing. And a couple of my best girlfriends came along and helped me out. And we had this beautiful spot overlooking the ocean. We got to go on all these adventures and I got to take photos and videos of them. But the best part was the very last day we did a hike. I ask around the locals, where's this? Here's what I'm visualizing in my mind's eye for the last year. And they led me to the spot. And I got to be in that exact spot of my visualization, like overlooking the sea. And here's the women and the energy and the flow and the vibe. And it was so good.
Oh, my goodness. That's an incredible story. It's an incredible story. What I love about that, first of all, is that sometimes we don't even know how it's going to manifest, right? Like sometimes we don't know. The second thing I love about that story is that you rechecked in. Like, do I still want to do it? I mean, we talk about treasure boards. I have treasure boards. And it's like, look at it often and decide, do I still want that? Like, do I still want that? So that's really cool. The second thing is, you can't possibly know how it's going to come together, where you get a, you know, probably a very happy birthday, whatever it was, piece of, and it's a piece of marketing for her because she's in trouble. Cool. And then you see it as something to put onto your dream board, as something that you never even saw before. Like, I just find that, and then it actually actualized, which gives people hope for all of you out there that have treasure boards that are full of the same thing year after year after year. It is still in the works. It's still in the works, and you can't really see how it's all going to come together. And then you're thinking you're going to go there, but you take the reins by the horns like every good entrepreneur out there and goes, oh, I can make this happen. You did your research and development. It was, you know, you popped it in. Hey, is anyone ever? And you're like, good enough for me. Let's go. And then you actually got to not only be in a place that you wanted to go, but you actually, that visualization took you right back to that place you were visualizing. That's super powerful. That's like, that's TV powerful, right? That's a great TV story.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you would like to share with anyone around your world as what it's like to be an entrepreneur, and what it's like to really step into putting yourself out in a place where it might not be comfortable, or the whole video world, or telling people your story or branding? Those stories are probably easier to tell than maybe the personal stories. Like, is it important for people to let people in on who they are as well as what they do? Maybe give us some of that.
Well, like I mentioned before about knowing your audience is, mm-hmm. is one of the factors. You want to speak into what their needs are. So, you know, somebody might have this childhood trauma that is completely unrelated to what they're doing, and it might confuse the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can weave that in powerfully to show something of value, like, I am a resilient leader and I want to help you now on your life path, or something related to their content that, and also if they've healed from it, have they done the personal work to heal from it? Because if they haven't, and a lot of emotion, you know, obviously life leads us in these things and they are emotional. But it is vital, I think, to be able to have done the personal work so that you can tell the story from a different perspective than when you were like in it.
Yeah.
And to understand how that could relate to your audience. So, yeah, those are some main factors. Mm-hmm. And I think visibility is vital, you know, for any of us, because visibility can lead to credibility. And that builds trust. We want to build trust with the people and not just like show up on one video and then months and months go by and they don't know where you went.
Where they are, they're in Century.
Yeah, exactly. And that was one of the things that I really noticed, especially going through COVID. And I started teaching business owners how to make their own videos,
mm-hmm.
because during COVID, you know, people would just, you never knew, like, are they still in business? Are they alive? And you wanted to continue to build trust with these people so that they can help others.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's really beautiful. We're going to be coming to the end here. And I know that in the show notes, there's going to be all of the ways to contact you, which is fantastic. If there's anything you want to share with us right now in terms of, you know, if someone, and it's like, I got to talk to this woman right now. I'm not waiting. You know, I'm not waiting to go and look at the show notes. Where is the best place that someone can go and reach you right now?
They can go to my website at guidedbyimagination.com. And there's also some great little bonus things in there. So you can get some great tips on your own videos. And then I'm also happy to, we can put this in the show notes as well. But I'm happy to gift people a voice to heart activation session, which would be on Zoom. So no matter where you are, it's really about being able to tell your story from the heart to really activate some of that energy that can lead you to get into momentum about telling your story on video too.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Thank you so much. That's such a beautiful gift. So I'm going to change the energy, and you know what I mean? So okay, let's just do this. You know, you're on your way to a desert island and it's you and you, no one else there, just you. and you have one suitcase, of course, we're going to have a record player at on that desert island for you. And you're, you know, you may decide that you're not coming back. So you've got room in your suitcase for one album. What song, what artist, what record, any of that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days? What would you take with you?
You know, what's funny is what comes to me is Blondie.
I know. That doesn't surprise me.
And one of my favorite songs is Rapture. Blondie, ooh. Rapture. It's one of my favorite karaoke songs. It's has a like a rap part and it's really fun and it's full adventure. And
oh my gosh. Thank you so much for reminding me about Blondie. What a, so good. She's so cool. I can totally see that. Wow. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. And I just want to say thank you to our audience as well, because they're just such great people and they take such good care of our speakers and they shout out. And please share this episode for anyone that you want to be inspired. There's lots of sparkles all around this. And to help and, you know, just help and encourage people about being visible and what that looks like and how it can really impact their mission and really impact their message, profit, nonprofit, whatever it is that you're doing, right? So thank you so much for sharing that. And the audience, I always reach out and let you know, of course, we have a place for you on our stage. If it's the podcast stage, if it's the summit stage, if it's a TV stage, or if it's being in our pages, right? If that's more where you're at, then just reach out. It's super easy. You know where to find me. My website's my name. And just, you know, pick that contact and let's have a conversation, because I think that, you know, the book gets written when the book calls, you know, this, you know, you stand on the stage when the stage calls, you know, if you're meant to step up a little more, get a little uncomfortable, maybe, and change the world, like change the world. So thank you so much for being with us today. And as always, my audience, and to yourself as well, Jenny, so you be well and stay groovy. Bye for now. Bye. Ha 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 ha.